Morning Motivation is brought to you by The Great Discovery. The Great Discovery is an exciting new e-learning and e-earning platform allowing experts to connect with audiences around the world in over 20 languages. Link in the show notes for details. Good morning. It is Michael Whitehouse, the guy who knows the guy, with your Morning Motivation Sunday update for Sunday, August 15th, 2021. Thank you, as always, for joining me. Today, we're going to take a little walk down memory lane, and we're going to talk about blinding flashes of the obvious. Blinding flashes of the obvious. These are things that you actually know, you've always known, you just forgot about, or somehow stopped looking at. And then you find it again, you're like, oh my goodness, the answer has been here all the time. Why did it take me so long to find it? Boom! Blinding flash of the obvious. It's a term I got from Ivan Meisner, the chief visionary officer of BNI. But I want to talk a bit about a bit about those blinding flashes and some of the discoveries I've made. And I listened back to some of the old Sunday updates, some of the ones in June recently, and I realized that they're valuable for me because I can listen back and be like, oh, right, that's what I was doing. Oh, yeah, vision, values, and gratitude. That was a thing I was really pushing for a few weeks until I realized it wasn't really things that something people resonated with. And so, listening back can be a powerful thing. Something I encourage you to do, and I keep trying to do it, is, keep a journal, keep a log, keep a weekly podcast update, whatever it is. Something so you can go back and be like, oh, yeah, I had that good idea back then. That's one of the challenges. As entrepreneurs, as creative people, we come up with all kinds of great ideas, and then we forget them and go on to the next thing. But there's a couple of things I want to talk about today, which I think you might find interesting, things I'm working on. I want to give you an update. This is why it's called the Sunday Update. So what's going on with the guy who knows a guy? So I call myself the guy who knows a guy. Now, what would you think the guy who knows a guy does? You would think he would teach networking, because he's a networking guy. He's the guy who knows a guy. He's the guy who can connect you to anyone you want. And yet, what have I presented myself as for the past who knows how many months? Business coach, mindset coach, startup coach. I couldn't even settle on a term because I wasn't really sure what it was. And the first revelation I made a few weeks ago was that I really want to help people who are just getting started, because there are people I look at and say, there is so much potential if someone would just show them the way forward and give them the basics to get started. But of course, those people don't tend to have a lot of money by definition, and that's why I started working with them on a pay-what-you-can basis. However, that is adjacent to the people I'm really meant to help, I am realizing. Because I'm the guy who knows a guy, not the guy who knows starting your business, not the guy who knows how to move you from one economic state to another. I'm the guy who knows a guy. It's my network that's taught me the skills I have to offer those people. It is my network that does pretty much, backs up pretty much everything I do. And yet, none of my offerings, except for my book, were networking related. How crazy is that? That's kind of nuts. Now, why'd that happen? Why am I not, was I not, presenting myself as a networking coach? Well, I'm going to get to that in a minute. First, let me give you some updates on what I am currently working on that you will be interested in. First off, if you talk to me on Zoom, you will see that my background changed. It no longer says coach. It says networking coach, because that's what I am. I do a bunch of other things, but I'm fundamentally a networking coach. The best thing I can do is teach you to network, give you access to my network, connect you to people in my network, and get resources from my network. Now, from that, I can also coach business. I can also coach mindset. I can also coach all these other things. But fundamentally, that comes from my identity as a powerful and effective networker. So, networking coach. So I have a couple of offerings along those lines, right? As soon as I embraced that identity, as soon as I took on the identity of I'm a networking coach, all these things started to come into alignment. First, I connected with RJ Redden, who is a marketing automation wizard, ninja. Black Belt Bots is her company. And we teamed up to launch a very exciting thing called the Networking Ninja Dojo. Because I can teach you fairly easily how to make 10 to 20 new contacts a week. If you make 20 contacts a week, you will meet 1,000 people a year. You will not be able to maintain a relationship with 1,000 people. You'll barely be able to do one-to-ones with 1,000 people a year. And then it'll probably be a once and one and done kind of thing. So if you don't have a a structured follow-up system to stay in touch and connected with those people, you will lose touch with them. So we're launching a program called the Networking Ninja Dojo, which is kicking off with a free interactive class on September 9th at 2 p.m. Eastern. If you want to sign up for that, go to class.guywhoknowsaguy.com. Yes, that's the same link I used last time. I simply take that and forward it to whatever class I'm offering at the moment. So if you listen to this in the future, go to class.guywhoknowsaguy.com and see what I'm doing now. Possibly the same thing. Possibly something different. I'm always evolving in the business. But if you listen to this right now, on August 15th, go to class.guyknowsguy.com to sign up for the free interactive workshop where we'll teach you how to build your network, how to meet 10 to 20 people a week, and then what to do with them, how to stay in touch with them. Now, when you hear automated follow-up, probably like, add someone to an email list. Blah, that sounds pretty crummy. Well, unless you're one of about 15 or 20 people, if you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, you are in my automated follow-up system. Do you feel like I'm pitching you? Do you feel like I'm being salesy? Or do you just feel like I'm keeping in touch in a low-impact sort of way? That's what I do. I have this podcast, so you can listen to this, and you can be like, oh, cool, I get what Michael's doing, I learned something from him, cool guy, like him. I have my email list so I can share with you, hey, check out what this person in my network is doing. Check out what I'm up to. Here's a story. Here's something you might learn from. Here's an interesting lesson, interesting article, interesting whatever. And you get that and say, there's Michael. Still a cool guy. No time to talk to him right now, but still pretty cool. Nice. And periodically you'll see something. You'll reply and be like, oh, Michael, this was awesome. I need to talk to you because what you're saying here is exactly what I need to hear right now, and let's talk. That's all automated follow-up is using technology to stay in touch with people who want to connect with you but don't necessarily have time to hang out and grab beer. So that's what we're going to be teaching you how to do at that class. I'm also going to be developing a low-cost course based on my book, you know, a video course, a simple recorded course, which goes through the concepts in the book, flesh them out a bit, gives you some homework so they're more interactive and can help you to execute what I teach in the book, The Guy Who Knows a Guy, which if you haven't gotten it, look it up on Amazon, The Guy Who Knows a Guy by Michael Whitehouse. And that will that course is coming out soon-ish. Listen back in June. I talked about the Vision, Values, and Gratitude book, which was coming out soon and still isn't out, mostly because I put it out to people and they said, meh. So I put my attention to other things. If that book sounds interesting, it's written. I just haven't gotten around to publishing it because nobody seemed to care. So, you know, don't be afraid to leave things on the shelf or toss them out if they're not doing something for people who need to get it. Back to the point. So I'm going to work on that course. I think it'll be out soon. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. Who knows? I am also potentially early stages teaming up with some people to put together a summit, which I'm thinking will be on the networking, being a better connector, connecting with people, and how that can change your life and your business. So got some big things cooking up. Awesome things. This has all come together really in the last 3 weeks, and it can be traced back to 8 weeks ago, SAL, Strategic Alliance Live, which is the next one's the first week of November. Mark your calendar, block out the whole week. You're going to want to attend. It's very inexpensive to attend it, but you definitely do want to be part of that. It is an incredible, incredible event. I still don't have a link to share with you because I still haven't opened tickets, but I will certainly let you know. Anyway, back to the point. What? Michael got distracted while talking? That's crazy. That never happens. Back to the point. So all this happened in a matter of weeks. 3 to 8 weeks, depending on how you count it. What took so long? Well, let's go back all the way to July of 2020. That's a flashback sequence right there. Going back to July 2020, it's when I just started to be a coach. And I took on a few clients, started working with a few people, and I said, I'm the guy who knows a guy. I can teach you how to network, give you access to my network. I'm a networking guy. I also do some other stuff. And people said, I don't need to build my network. That's not what I need right now. I need to learn how to sell. I need to learn how to prospect. I need to learn how to market. I need to learn how to set up a system. I need to learn how to do these things. And I said, oh, nobody wants to hire a networking coach. They want to hire something else. Now, what I missed in retrospect is they still hired me presenting myself as a networking coach, and then once they had hired me, asked me to do other things for them, which meant that presenting myself as a networking coach actually worked. They just wanted something else once they got me in the door. Important distinction. But I started presenting myself as something other than a networking coach. Here's the problem. You know what I'm not? Something other than networking coach. So I would be getting clients by saying, you know, what are your goals? Would you like some help with that? Awesome. Let's work together. And if you do that well enough, which I did it very well, if you do that well enough, you don't say you can help them, but you imply you can help them. If I say, hey, what do you want to do? What are your goals? My goal is X, Y, Z. Would you like help with that? Yes, I would. Okay, let's talk. Here's what it's going to cost. Well, they're going to draw the conclusion that I can help them. I never said I could help. I simply said, would you like some help? Here's what you need to pay to work for me, work with me. But they're going to naturally assume I can help. So I was getting clients who I was not necessarily equipped to help. I had one guy, he had 10 clients, he wanted 200. Would you like some help with that? Yes, I would. Okay, we worked together for 1 or 2 months, and he's like, you're not helping me. I'm out. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, I didn't have the tools to do that. What the heck was I thinking? If I presented myself as a networking coach, I could have said, I will connect you to the tools to do that, not I'm going to coach you to do it myself. And that's really what I should have done. But I had a bunch of clients that I wasn't able to help, partly because my identity was the wrong identity, and I had an attack of conscience and said, I'm not able to help these people. I'm going to stop selling them, which meant that I went from 8 clients down to 2 who I was still able to help, one of whom I'm still working with. And so, you know, I was working with just people that I knew I could do something for and could provide some benefit to, but kind of lost my focus on what I was doing. At that point, this is the fall, I ended up taking a great course on building your email list and using that for client development and keeping in touch with people and developing relationships. But I didn't know what I was offering, and I really needed to stop and do that before I learned this other thing. But the course, you know, it's a great course, had homework, had me doing stuff, filled up my brain space. So I was working on building a list to a really untargeted audience. And I did, but didn't move me forward because I didn't have the key thing I needed. The year turned over, we got into January time, and I ran Conference 21, which was great in the full pandemic, but then that shifted, and it's shifting in some interesting ways. Go to conference21.com and you'll see what it's becoming, which is actually really cool. It's a networking event with the soul of a conference, kind of a cool concept. You see it at conference21.com. But, so I focused on that a bit, and then I joined this company called, yeah, I'm going to call them out, Coach Heroes, 1H, Coach Heroes. And they said, give us a bunch of money, we're going to have you trained our way of coaching, and then we'll give you clients. And I said, great, I don't have to market anymore, and I'll be taught, you know, real techniques for coaching. This will be awesome. Now, the coaching was awesome. Eric Bensusan is the trainer, phenomenal. I ended up taking a course from him later. But they said, in 12 weeks, April, when you're done with this, you will get clients. I said, great. I don't need to worry about getting my own clients. I'm just going to worry about training, getting these skills. So I spent the first quarter doing that, assuming that Coach Heroes would fulfill their promise, which they did not. So I graduated. I did what they told me to do. 2 people signed up for discovery calls and didn't show up, and no other leads ever appeared from Coach Heroes. If you're a coach, I would not recommend working with CoachHeroes.com. I would recommend working with Eric Bensusan because he taught me some incredible things. You know, I had instinctive coaching skills. He gave me actual techniques and tools and resources to fall back on. Sometimes the instinct's not there, so it's good to know, you know, those resources and tools to bring out there. Like I talked about in my episode on Swagger back in June, was, you know, one of those tools. Things in the toolkit. So phenomenal working with him. So Coach Heroes wasn't a total bust, but it wasn't great. It wasn't great, mostly because I stopped marketing for 3 months, assuming they'd take care of it. That was a mistake. So I spent second quarter sort of figuring out what I was going to do next. You know, now I had this coaching skill. Now how do I present it? How do I sell it? Whatnot. And of course, third quarter began with SAL. Which brings us to the current sequence that we're in, and here we are. And now SAL is bearing fruit with the connections I made there and the programs coming out of it and the strategic alliances, the Strategic Alliance Live, and really cool things are happening. But so that's kind of the update. And I want to go through that both so you can hear what my story has been and also so I can hear it again later when I go back to listen to it. This is kind of my journal in audio form. But there's a lot to learn from it. So you know, I was a pretty damn good networker a year ago, but I was mostly local. And over the last year, I've made incredible connections through SIL, through BNI, through Gabe O'Neill's group, through Frank Agin's group, through some of the other groups I've joined, through Matt Ward, through all kinds of things, that now my network has gone from local to global, and it has 10x, 100x its power of what I can now deliver through my network, which is incredible. So I was a great networker a year ago. I am a greater networker now and have more to teach. And also, I've probably spent more hours in digital networking than 99.5% of the population. So I know a lot about networking in this new digital age. So I've got a lot to offer, having learned. Just because I didn't make a lot of money over the last year doesn't mean I didn't learn a lot. In fact, the fact that I didn't make a lot of money is probably why I know so much about networking now. Because if I'd actually been doing what I was supposed to do, building a program, coaching people, all that, I wouldn't have had time to do all the networking I did. So I did a lot of trial and error in all kinds of different groups and building networks in different ways and doing different kinds of follow-ups that I was pretty much full-time researching the networking knowledge I now have to share. So, you know, as David Haberfeld says, you win or you learn. You never lose. As long as you keep trying, as long as you keep getting up, you never fail. You just keep moving forward and keep trying. So that's where I am now. This episode is kind of for me to look back over. Because I was thinking, like, how did I get here? How did this not happen for so long? And now I'm like, okay, yep, that makes sense. And, you know, I don't feel like such a schmuck. Because at first I'm looking and I'm like, why? What, did I just spend 9 months paddling around in the shallow end and not doing anything? No, I actually did some good things, learned a lot. There's always more to learn. And one of the things we're going to be bringing in the Networking Ninja Dojo is, while we will be teaching networking skills and follow-up skills, there will also be supplemental information on solving my problem a year ago. Supplemental information on making sure you know your avatar, know your offering. You know, as you're going out there, you know what you're going to be doing. We're not just going to gloss over it and say, all right, sure, yeah, figure this out somewhere else. We're going to be bringing in guest speakers. We're going to be bringing in resources. I'll be training. RJ will be training. We're going to be making sure that nobody's left behind. Nobody's wandering around. And when you join the course, you're in for life. When you join the dojo, you're in for life. Pay once, and you are in for as long as you want to be. So if it takes you 6 months to figure it out and finally, like, all right, I'm ready, well, you're still there. There's not this pressure of, oh my God, I need to learn everything in 6 weeks, it's a 6 week course. You're still there. You can take the classes again, you can reconnect with people and get re-mentored, because we hit a point in life where we're like, oh man, I wish I could take the course I took 6 months ago again right now, because now is when I need it. I didn't need it then, I need it now. So we're gonna take that away. Take that problem away. We're gonna make sure you have the option. You know, when you're in the dojo, you're in the dojo for as long as you want to be. We're always here. You can become inactive for 3 months and come back, whatever. It's going to be an ongoing support thing for you. So check it out. The free class, as I said, is September 9th at 2 p.m. We're going to teach you a lot of stuff. You will leave that class knowing how to get 10 to 20 new contacts a week and know how to use technology to stay in touch with them in a general way. And then if you join the program, you'll get incredible support, lots of knowledge, homework to be able to do the right things, and it's going to be totally worth it. But if you don't end up joining it, you'll still get a lot out of the class. Class.guywhoknowsaguy.com, September 9th, 2 p.m. Eastern time. That's 1 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, and other times you can figure it out yourself. I think if you go to time.com, one of those, there's like a time converter calculator, so you can check it out. But yes, if you go to the class there, then that's the thing to do. Class.guywhoknowsaguy.com. I look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks at the class. If you have any questions, as always, email me, michael@guywhoknowsaguy.com. I'd love your feedback, your thoughts, what you thought about this episode, what you learned, what you didn't learn, and what you didn't want to hear about, as well as what you do want to hear about. And be sure to share this with a friend. Somebody out there needs to hear this message. You should share it. Don't hog it to yourself. Share it with someone else. I'm Michael Whitehouse, the guy who knows a guy. This has been the Morning Motivation Sunday Update, and I will see you tomorrow. I am really excited about The Great Discovery. If you haven't heard about it yet, The Great Discovery is a new kind of e-learning platform. What sets it apart is an affiliate system where every teacher and every learner is incentivized to promote any content. Add to that an AI-driven marketing funnel creation system, a robust community, and AI technology that will translate your voice in over 20 languages with the push of a button. Seriously, you should see the video of me speaking German. For more information, visit morningmotivation.fun/TGD or hit the link in the show notes.